Your kids had a meet, I believe, on Thursday. Yeah. Went up to over to Lexington for that meet. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it was our second triangular of the year. We played last Friday with North Platte and Lexington for our first triangular, and this was our second one. And it was Gothenburg and Lexington at Lakeside Golf Course, just south of Lexington there. And our guys played well, you know. It was a cold morning, kind of like the track team, probably around that noon time it started to warm up, but we started around 10:30, and I tell you what, it was cold and breezy to start, and you know, our guys settled in nicely, but you know, got second at the triangular. Gothenburg got shot 324, and we were 332, so we're a few strokes back from them. But you know, we knew Gothenburg going into this season was going to be really good. They brought every single kid back from a year ago. You can kind of tell it on the golf course. Just their level of comfort is just a little bit better than ours right now as far as experience and different things like that. But we had, you know, some good individual efforts, Mark. You know, Trent and Riley ended up winning the triangular with a 77. And so, you know, Trenton kind of started a little bit slower than he wanted to. He had a 42 on that first nine, but got back into a groove on that back nine, actually went one under 35. And I wouldn't call it the surprise of the day, but was very, very pleased with Brody Anthony. Brody ended up getting tied for second with a 78 as our sixth man. So he was our number one player on JV. And, you know, Brody has been a guy to start the year, was in the top five, and then we made a decision to bump him out, and he just really took it the right way and has really worked hard, just put his head down and has really worked hard. And so it was really nice to see Brody take that next step with his game. And so we're excited to see Brody back in that top five. And that's kind of the strength of our team right now, is I feel like we have six golfers that are really fighting for that top five spot. So it was nice to see Brody shoot a 78 and come with that. You know, Cruz McCarty struck the ball really well, ended up with an 83. Wyatt Benish, Asher Wilson, and Tripp Riley all shot 86s. So that kind of rounded up our varsity. Probably the golden thing that we probably need to improve upon on is on the putting green. You know, we need to do a little bit better job adjusting to the different surfaces, whether it's Lexington or what we're going to see up here this next week with Kearney, is we got to make some adjustments on the green and give ourselves a little bit closer opportunities to make a few more two putts and different things like that. But overall, very pleased with the effort. And, you know, Lexington was a few strokes back from that, but pretty proud of the efforts overall.
Yeah, just great to see those kids get out there, get that experience. Nothing beats that varsity experience for these kids.
Yeah, you know, and that's what's kind of nice, how we laid out the schedule kind of early on, is, you know, we're playing at least 10 kids in the first three events. So, you know, kids like Eli Smith, Hudson Workmeister, Lee Davidson, and James Henning have an opportunity to kind of get a taste of that varsity experience in there with those triangulars. And then, you know, we're going to turn around this next Tuesday and play 15 guys with a duel at home with Ogallala. So, you know, it's another great opportunity for, you know, our top six guys, like I said, right now, to continue to fight for a top five spot. You know, that duel kind of determine on who's going to go to Kearney this next Thursday. And then, you know, we're going to have some inner squad battles between JV and reserve with, you know, those guys after that. So, you know, we're excited to continue to compete. You know, our guys are really starting to realize what they need to work on, and I really feel like we're going to take a jump here in the next week or so.
Yeah, sounds like you got a big week next week. As you said, your home duel over here with Ogallala at the Heritage Hills, and then a big meet at Kearney with a bunch of A and B schools as well.
Yeah, you know, we'll just start with the Tuesday duel. You know, Ogallala is going to bring down 13 kids. We're going to have 15 guys, and we'll just do a short nine-hole shotgun start, starting at 3 o'clock. And you know, Ogallala is another team in the Southwest Conference, along with Gothenburg, that brings back a lot of guys. You know, Rylan Gilmore was, you know, second in the conference last year, right behind Trenton. And, you know, so Rylan's going to be a key contributor on that team. You know, Sora Smith, a couple of those, you know, some familiar basketball kids that were really talented on the basketball court are swinging the golf club for Ogallala Indians. And so they're going to be a talented team. Excited to see Coach Paulson come down and bring those kids down there. And then, you know, looking ahead to, you know, Kearney, that will be tougher. That invite will be tougher than the Class A or Class B state tournament. I mean, you have Lincoln Southeast. I mean, they are hosting Class A state tournament there at Meadowlark. So they've really added some teams there. There's going to be 20 teams there. A lot of the premier Class A schools will be there. We have a handful of Class B schools in there too as well. So, you know, that's going to be a really, really tough test. 100 kids on that golf course at one time. So there'll be a lot of swings, and hopefully we take a few less swings than some of those teams there for sure.
Yeah, that's going to be a great opportunity for your kids to measure up against some of the best teams in the state.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you know, there's, like I said, going to be some really talented kids there, guys that have great control of their swings. And so it's going to be, we have some good kids too, but it's going to be nice for our guys to kind of witness some of those guys too as far as how they conduct themselves on the golf course and different things like that. And so, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun how we stack up against some of the best teams in the state. You know, you got Lincoln Southwest, Lincoln Southeast. Kearney has been really good in the past. You know, last year they're breaking that 300 mark and shooting in the 290s. And you're going to have Creighton Prep there and some other teams. So it's going to be a fun atmosphere for our guys to experience. And, you know, Meadowlark by no means is an easy golf course. You know, it's kind of like Heritage Hills, where if you hit good tee shots off the tee, you're going to get rewarded and you're going to have a ton of opportunities to hit the middle of the greens and have some two putts. But if you're spraying the ball a little bit, it's definitely you have opportunities to take some numbers, but it's not a long course, you know. So our guys have options off the tee. So if they're not hitting their drivers real well, it's not an extremely long course where you could definitely hit a hybrid or a four iron off the tee and definitely be inside that 150 mark to give yourself plenty of opportunities for some birdies. And, you know, like I said, the golden ticket that we're going to work on this week is, you know, adjusting to the green speeds of different sites. You know, that was, like I said, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but that was probably the one thing. Like, we just had way too many three putts and weren't giving ourselves opportunities to make those putts. And so once we clean that up, that 332 is going to, you know, hopefully be down in the 320s. And we'll definitely see some progression there for sure.
Talk a little bit about the course conditions. Of course, it's been so dry in Nebraska. How does that impact you guys as you play?
You know, a lot of golf courses have been pumping water to it for a month now. You know, ours especially. You know, we've been putting a lot of water to it. You know, Lexington, I felt like they, when we got up there, it felt like they had like a half inch of rain. I don't know what the end of total was, but there was actually some water standing on their golf course. And so it was kind of abnormal to see. You know, Trenton kind of complained about some mud balls early on, you know, just hitting the ball in the fairway and had some mud balls. And so that does affect your spin and different things like that. But, you know, once you got off the fairway a little bit, you could tell that, you know, just like anywhere in Nebraska, it was dry and there were some hard spots. But, you know, I fully anticipate, you know, like our golf course, I mean, man, our greens are rolling nice. The fairways are really good. And you know, obviously we have spots just like any other golf course. But, you know, for the most part, the courses are coming out nice out of the dry winter just for the fact that they've been pumping a lot of water. But we're definitely going to have to see some rain in the forecast to kind of keep that up, because once the temperatures get a little bit warmer, then definitely the courses are going to be drying out for sure.
Of course, this week starts the busy rest of the spring schedule. Kind of like the other sports, it's just hard and fast as you go throughout the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're going to have basically two events every week. You know, looking ahead, we're going to have Lexington, then we're going to have Hastings, and we're going to have our home invite. And it's nonstop, go, go, go. And we just got to really, you know, fine-tune the nitty-gritty details, I guess you would say, in practice to really start seeing some progression. You know, our guys are putting a tremendous amount of time in at the golf course. Once we got back, you know, on Thursday, they got a tee time and five of them went and played together. So, you know, they're putting a tremendous amount of time in, drove out to the golf course, you know, after the triangular, and we have a ton of kids out there playing, and that's what you like to see. But it does get hectic. It does get really crazy, and it can get frustrating sometimes if you're not swinging the ball or hitting the ball real well. It can get frustrating, but it goes back to those fundamentals and you know, just one step after the other, working on your pre-shot routine to try to fine-tune things as best you can.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you guys and your scores as the season progresses. Thanks for stopping by. Big plans for the Easter weekend?
Just hanging out with the family. Continue to hang out with the family. We hosted last night at our house, and we're just going to have a couple more Easters on Sunday. And just like Coach Sugaru said, just hang out with family and enjoy that with our time. You know, we are going to practice on Monday, just a short 90-minute practice, just because we do have that duel. I don't want to come out slow or flat or anything like that, you know. So we are just going to have a very short 90-minute session around 5 o'clock on Monday, and then we'll kick it off again on 3 o'clock on Tuesday. So, like you said, it doesn't stop, and it's always on the kids' mind. You know, even we are on Easter break, they're definitely thinking about the golf course for sure.